Hello, ladies and gentlemen, I'm back. And welcome to episode number 91 of the Beyond the Ring with Big T Wrestling Podcast here for, what's today's date? Isn't it, actually Thursday, February 21st, 2018. Welcome to the show, guys. You know what we got going on tonight. It's going to be NXT, not NXT. I just did NXT. It's going to be Elimination Chamber preview and predictions, which I'm really excited for. I'm really excited for that, guys. I think it's going to be fun. I think, I always like to give my opinions on what the cards are gonna look like and, how everything's gonna go. So I'm actually, pretty pumped up for it. I really am. So, now that I got everything out of the way, telling you what the show's gonna be at least, let me, get into the introduction of the show, and you guys know how we kick it off here. Like I said, this is episode number 91 of the Beyond the Ring with Big T Wrestling Podcast for tonight, Wednesday, February 21st, 2018. We're gonna start it off with the introduction from none other than the man himself, the newest NXT signee, Mr. EC3, the Carter the Third, the man himself, gonna bring us on into the show like always. So kick back and relax, guys. Enjoy EC3, and then I'll be right back on with you, and we'll start breaking down the Elimination Chamber card, and we're gonna predict it and have some fun. Here's EC3. Elimination Chamber predictions coming up next. Don't go away.
EC3 of TNA Wrestling, and you are so very fortunate because you are watching Beyond the Ring with Big T.
All right, there you have it, guys. We just heard from the man himself, Mr. EC3, the Carter the Third, bringing us on into the show tonight, the newest NXT signee. And I gotta tell you, I'm pretty damn excited to see EC3 debut on NXT. So, thank you very much, EC3, for that wonderful intro. It's greatly helped out the show, my friend, and best of luck to you in your journey in NXT. Next thing I always like to talk about is hashtag justice for pretty, and pretty is my little kitty cat, my little girl, my furry little family member, and her life was taken due to careless veterinarian's negligence. That veterinarian is Dr. Joseph Dills of the Pet Hospital of Willoughby in Lake County, Ohio. And hashtag justice for pretty is, of course it's about standing behind pretty, but it's about so much more. It's really important, hashtag. And, if you guys are pet lovers, hashtag justice for pretty, I want to start a movement here to where laws are put in place in the United States where, say, family members, like myself, where we can go and stand up for our pets, our furry little family members in court and defend our pets, because they can't speak for themselves. And if something happens to them, like what happened to Purdy, you want to be able to defend, your pet, and that's what hashtag justice for Purdy is all about, to make sure that stuff like this ends and nothing like this ever happens again. So if you're a pet lover, make sure you share hashtag justice for Purdy all over your social media platforms, share it anywhere on the internet to get it trending, do whatever you can do. Hashtag justice for pretty, guys. Thank you very much. And also, let me move on to this here. if you guys, you know, like I know this episode number 91 of the podcast, we're closing in on 100, but what I want to tell you guys here is that if you're listening on the iTunes platform and you haven't checked out my YouTube channel yet, go and check it out. You just go on YouTube, you know, type up Beyond the Ring with Big T. You'll see my YouTube channel info, you know, pop up over there. Hit subscribe. It's absolutely free, just like being subscribed here on the audio podcast. And check it out, because that's where I have all my videos, you know, besides just my weekly audio podcast. And I also have this audio podcast recording live on YouTube. So for those people on YouTube that are watching and listening to this audio podcast right now, go on over to iTunes and Podomatic, subscribe to the podcast, leave a 5-star rating. And, you know, a brand new episode will be downloaded to your device of choice whenever a new episode is uploaded, absolutely free. So subscribe to the audio podcast. I promise you won't be disappointed. And for those of you on YouTube, leave me some comments and let me know what you think of the audio podcast so far and give me some feedback to what you think of it. Links are down below in the description of my YouTube video for you guys to check out the audio podcast, as well as, you know, all the other stuff, like the links for my NXT review I just did, my SmackDown review I did last night, my Raw review I did the night before. All those links are there, as well as my social media links, my website links, and same thing for all of you listening on the audio podcast. Make sure that, you know, you head on over there. You can, you know, head on over there and, you can like me on Facebook at Beyond the Ring with Big T. You could follow me on Twitter at Beyond the Ring BT, and you can follow me on Instagram at Beyond the Ring with Big T. And check me out on my website, www.beyondtheringwithbigt.com, and all that good stuff. And as my Wrestling Road Stories podcast with Mr. Bill Otten, that's an extension of my Beyond the Ring with Big T, you know, WWE News and Rumors Wrestling podcast, all that stuff. Wrestling Road Stories actually, just got a new logo. You know, so for those of you that are on iTunes, I know you guys can't see this, but, for those of you that are watching on YouTube, I'm doing a live screen share so you guys can see this. There's my podcast logo. There's the Wrestling World Stories name, and there's my picture on one side, Bill Otten's picture on the other, and, Wrestling World Stories. So whenever you go on YouTube and you see this thumbnail, that means, that's a Wrestling World Stories episode. And of course you guys know in the titles how I put up Wrestling World Stories. You know, you guys could listen to that if you're a subscriber to the audio podcast. That's another thing absolutely free where Bill talks about so many great stories, you know, classic stories on the road, new stories on the road. It's a show really for the old school fan and the new school fan. And it should be coming back within the next couple weeks here, beginning to middle of March. We're planning on bringing it back on the road to WrestleMania 34, which Bill could talk to us about the build-up for WrestleMania. He could talk to us about his travels down in New Orleans when the time comes. So lots of good stuff here. Wrestling World Stories with Mr. Bill Otten. Bill's a professional wrestling photographer that has been in the business for 38 years. And is truly one of the best photographers in the professional wrestling world. So if you're interested into this sort of thing, please check out Wrestling World Stories right now. As far as on my YouTube channel, I have all the episodes to Wrestling World Stories linked down below in the description. All right, guys. So last piece of business here. For those of you on my, you know, for those of you that are listening on iTunes that are not subscribed to the YouTube channel yet, come on over and subscribe. And for those that are watching on YouTube, I'm going to tell them, make sure you leave your likes, leave your comments, hit that subscribe button. It's absolutely free to subscribe to the channel on YouTube, just like it is with the audio podcast on iTunes. And, you know, make sure this is key here. For those of you that are already subscribed, make sure that you tell your friends, everybody you know, everybody that likes wrestling, tell them to come on over, check out Beyond the Ring with Big T and subscribe. and, you know, share the video all over your social media platforms, you know, share the link, do whatever you gotta do, share it all over the internet, favorite it on your YouTube list, all that good stuff. And for those of you that might be watching for the first time on YouTube, subscribe. I promise you won't be disappointed, and it's absolutely free. You'll be part of the number one wrestling talk channel on YouTube, because let's face it, we're the best here, and we know we're the best, but together with your help of subscribing, together we can be the biggest right here on the internet today. And we're on the road to 400 subscribers. We're at 377, or 23 away, so let's make that happen, guys. Hit that subscribe button. Let's keep it going. All right, now that I got all the business out of the way, let's move on to the Elimination Chamber preview and predictions here. For those of you that are watching on YouTube, I'm going to open up the live chat. So in case you guys want to chat along, and, you know, feel free to give me your predictions on what you think. I can read them out, all that good stuff. But I'm going to go and open up the chat window right now. So if you guys want to say something, I'll be able to see you and talk to you here. And all right, we're good to go. Michael Giraldo says, hello from Colombia. You always come in the beginning, Michael, when I'm doing my opening monologue, and I never have the live chat open. If you come in a little later, I'll be able to catch it. Lisa says, Pretty was force-fed by an office manager named Sandra. That's true. That is animal cruelty. Definitely true. Faceman using hashtag justice for Pretty. Thank you, Faceman. Let's see, Faceman says, if you make a custom thumbnail for your videos, then you would get more views. Use photos from the net. Hey, thanks, Faceman. Yeah, I know, everybody digs those custom thumbnails. They seem to like them. Lisa uses hashtag justice for Pretty. Thank you very much, Lisa. I really appreciate that. All right, guys, let me pull up the results here. Let's get this party started and talk about Elimination Chamber. Well, Elimination Chamber. I still think this is one of the most predictable events that we have yet to see. I mean, obviously, you know, this is as predictable as it gets. Because obviously we know who's going to win the main event. We know who's going to WrestleMania. We know all this. We don't need to be told. You know, we don't need to, you know, have our intelligence insulted. We know where they're going with this. We clearly see, and I know all you guys have to see it too. I'm sure you do. All you guys have to know that Roman Reigns is going to be the one to take on Brock Lesnar at WrestleMania. It's like, I'm sure all you guys have to know that. I mean, I just feel the need. I gotta throw it out there though anyway. I mean, we know what's coming. I mean, yes, I'll predict the main event. I'll give you my reasons still, but I think anybody listening to me right now within the sound of my voice, all of you know, and you know in your heart, that Roman Reigns will win. I believe all of you know that, because I definitely know it. I don't see a chance. Let's see. Faceman says, yes, many people will not click on videos without custom thumbnails. It helps immensely. Yeah, you know what? I believe it. I really believe it, man. Lisa says, once again, I love your customized Wrestling World Stories thumbnail. Thank you, Lisa. Thank you very much. Yeah, I really, really love that thumbnail, and I think it's going to bring a big presentation to the show. And, you know, I'm really, really looking forward to all this. So, I can't wait to have Wrestling World Stories back, you know, to be honest with you. I really can't wait. It should be within the next couple of weeks or so. Alright, so, let's see, what do we got here? Let's go to our first match of the night. I'm trying to find the whole card. Let's see, where is this? WWE.com has all this stuff. I'm just trying to go through it to pull it up right for you guys. Alright, here's the full matches. Alright, let me just scroll down to the bottom here and we'll go through this stuff in order. Let's see. Still going down here. Alright, that was announced. Okay. So for those of you that might be interested in tickets for the Elimination Chamber, I know I was because, man, I'd love to go down to Vegas and spend my birthday down in Vegas again like I did, you know, years ago. And, you know, because my birthday falls on Elimination Chamber Day. But that's why I might not be on doing a review right after the show. I might have to wait till Monday afternoon just so you guys know right off the bat. But one of sports entertainment's most nightmarish structures touches down in Las Vegas when WWE Elimination Chamber comes to the T-Mobile Arena for the very first time on Sunday, February 25th at 8 p.m. Eastern, 5 p.m. Pacific. Tickets for the Raw exclusive event are available now at www.axis.com. And right up here, since its debut in 2002, the Elimination Chamber match has been regarded as a career-altering combat zone. This year will feature the first ever 7-man Elimination Chamber match for the right to battle the Universal Champion Brock Lesnar at WrestleMania 34 and the first ever Women's Elimination Chamber for Alexa Bliss's Raw Women's Championship. What will happen on February 25th when the Superstars of Raw bravely enter into the formidable fortress, and how will the brawl be contained inside the 10 tons unforgiving steel, alter the course of the road to WrestleMania 34? And it says, for those of you that are interested in the WWE Network, you can still get your first month free and join nearly 2 million other members today. So, that's all the information. If you want to get tickets for the Elimination Chamber, if you're close to the Las Vegas area, or in the Las Vegas area, there you go. And let's move on with the first thing on the card here, and we'll break this down. Like I said, if you guys, I also want to say this for everybody on YouTube. You guys can leave your predictions in the live chat right here along with me. Or if you're watching on replay where it's not live, you can leave your predictions in the comments section and I will read them back on the review. So plenty of stuff there. Figured we'll make this fun for everybody, you know, make it sort of like a game, you know, like a fun game. That's what I like to do with predictions. I like to try to make it fun. Make it into some sort of game, you know, make it exciting to where people aren't bored with it. That's like my way of, trying to do this. So, it's whatever. I hope you guys enjoy it. And first off, we get Woken Matt Hardy versus Bray Wyatt. Do any of you really care about this? I mean, I cared at first, but Bray Wyatt is so fucking just destroyed. I mean, you know what? Bray Wyatt likes to say he's the eater of worlds, but the only thing Bray Wyatt is, you know, I can't even call him the eater of pinfalls, the eater of losses. Where he's the eater of, Bray Wyatt's the eater of ass, man. JoJo's fat ass. That's what Bray Wyatt eats. That's what Bray Wyatt eats all the time. Because that's all he cares about. Woken Matt Hardy versus Bray Wyatt. Let's see, at WWE Elimination Chamber. Now, this is WWE.com where I'm getting these little snippets from. Credit them for it. You know, WWE.com doing their write-ups here. So this is their write-ups, you know, what they say about the matches. So if you guys want to, you know, just telling you what they are pretty much saying. They say at WWE Elimination Chamber, the larger-than-life forces of Woken Matt Hardy and Bray Wyatt will once again collide to decide their fate in the next great chapter of their mystical struggle through time. Since being woken from the ashes of defeat, a truly transformed Matt Hardy has set his sights on destroying the Eater of Worlds, or should I say, the Eater of JoJo's Fat Ass, resulting in a true war of body and mind between the unusual competitors. And though Wyatt walked away with the victory when they went to battle in the hallowed halls of the Manhattan Center on Raw 25, the war for ominous supremacy is clearly far from over. Now before I go on with this write-up, they make it sound like this battle in the Manhattan Center with Bray Wyatt and Woken Matt Hardy was so good. And the match was complete fucking dog shit. Let's face it, the match was dog shit. It was what, maybe about 3 minutes. Fucking Bray Wyatt just beats Matt Hardy out of nowhere when Matt Hardy should have got the win. But, I mean really, this was far from epic. This was fucking dog shit that you find on the bottom of your shoe. I mean, miserable. And yeah, this was a war in the hallowed halls of Manhattan Center. Yeah, it was a real war. It fucking sucked. But anyway, now after fate conspired to keep both superstars out of the career-altering Elimination Chamber match this Sunday, there will be nothing standing in the way of another epic clash for the ages. Another epic clash for the ages. So they're basically saying that first match, was a fucking, match for the ages? Give me a fucking break. Really? I can't help but laugh. I really can't. Face Man Buddha says JoJo does have a yummy fatty. Yeah, that's where Bray Wyatt's hanging out there all the time. Trust me. So yeah, WWE just talking their crap here. Epic clash for the ages. Will Matt Hardy's dream of a woken world be transformed into the choreographed nightmare by the new face of fear? Or will Wyatt simply be deleted from the multiverse on the road to WrestleMania? Find out at Elimination Chamber this Sunday at 8 p.m., 5 p.m. Pacific, 5 Eastern, 8 Eastern, 5 Pacific on the award-winning WWE Network. Honestly, I could care less. Let's see, Faceman says, that's why Bray Wyatt talks so much shit. LOL, yeah. But I don't blame him for keeping his tongue in there. Oh, man, that's funny. That is so funny. Yeah, that's why Bray Wyatt's talking shit all the time, man. Oh. That was, you gave me a good laugh there. In the end, with this, Bray Wyatt won one match, okay? We know how WWE loves, oh my god, do they love that 50-50 booking. Matt Hardy's gonna win, and then their last match will probably be on the WrestleMania pre-show. I wouldn't be surprised. And Matt Hardy's going to beat Bray Wyatt. This will move on. This will be built up throughout, you know, the road to WrestleMania. And there we go. Matt Hardy, your winner against Bray Wyatt is my solid prediction right here, right now. Ronda Rousey's official Raw contract signing to take place at WWE Elimination Chamber. So let's see what they say about Ronda Rousey's contract signing here, and see what they gotta say. Let's see, what do we got here? Alright. Ronda Rousey's contract signing. Ronda Rousey's official Raw contract signing will take place at WWE Elimination Chamber. Alright, the squared circle is about to get rowdy. WWE Elimination, by the way, get rowdy. Remember Road Dogg and K-Quick? Back in like 2000 and 2001, we gonna get rowdy. That's probably, where they came up with this one. I don't know. But anyway, that was their old entrance music. I just had to throw that in. Anyway, WWE Elimination Chamber will not only feature the first ever Women's Elimination Chamber match, but it will also mark the official entry of iconic mixed martial artist Ronda Rousey into WWE as a Raw superstar. The former UFC Women's Bantamweight Champion instantly made headlines following the first ever Women's Royal Rumble match at last month's groundbreaking Royal Rumble pay-per-view. Let's see, walking to the ring to confront the Royal Rumble Women's winner Asuka, SmackDown Women's Champion Charlotte, and Raw Women's Champion Alexa Bliss without saying a word, Ronda just pointed directly to the WrestleMania sign looming in the rafters to signal that she intended to make a splash on the grandest stage of them all. Ooh. Sorry, I hate it when I have to yawn like that on the air. According to a story published by ESPN.com, following Rousey's appearance, the former MMA stars reportedly come to terms with WWE to be a full-time superstar. This is what Rousey has to say. She says, "This is my life now. First priority on my timeline for the next several years. This is not a smash and grab. This is not a publicity stunt," Rousey said. "When I first met with Triple H, I told him there are other things I can do with my time that will make me way more money, but I will not enjoy it nearly as much." So Rousey's new life kicks off at WWE Elimination Chamber, but when you consider the chaotic nature of contract signings in the WWE, as well as all the attention that Rousey's arrival has been garnishing in the WWE universe and in the locker room, one has to wonder whether the special moment will indeed end in bedlam. Don't miss a moment of this historic night featuring the men's and first ever women's Elimination Chamber matches Sunday, February 25th at 8 p.m. Eastern, 5 p.m. Pacific on the award-winning WWE Network. Now, I know I can't really predict a match here, but if there's one thing I can predict about Ronda Rousey's contract signing is, I think Stephanie McMahon's gonna get involved. She's gonna oversee the contract signing, which I hope she does because I would love to see her. But, you know, besides all that, I think something's gonna happen where Stephanie's gonna insult Ronda. Ronda's gonna end up, you know, putting her in an armbar or some shit like that. Then Stephanie's gonna be all pissed off, you know, and this will start their WrestleMania build. That's what I see coming. If Stephanie does not oversee this contract signing and it's just like Kurt Angle, then honestly, I don't know what they're gonna do. What is Ronda gonna do? She's just gonna sign her contract and then maybe Asuka will come out and they'll have a face-off? I don't know. I don't know. I mean, this is kind of a hard one to predict where it's really gonna go, but I think my first prediction is the one that's gonna ring truer than anything else. Faceman says, Vince is really pushing Rousey as a face to the fans since she is getting booed when she appears. It ain't gonna work. She will get booed. Exactly. That's the whole thing. Whenever Vince tries to push something, it's just like the Roman Reigns agenda. let her get over as a face to the fans organically. The fans would actually cheer her then. But when you see something right off the bat and you can tell that it's forced and it's being shoved down your throat, even if fans want to cheer her, they won't, just because they know of the politically driven agenda that's being put forth by Vince McMahon. That's the thing. That's the thing. And, you know, Vince just doesn't learn. He's got to go back to the well all the time and get his nose into everything and get the politics involved. And then they wonder, oh, why is there problems? They wonder why, we can't do brand exclusive pay-per-views anymore. Because you never push talent. The only talent that you push is your main event guys. And now you're going to have 4-hour pay-per-views every month with just the main event talent. Meanwhile, while the mid-card guys are lost in the shuffle. Because might I remind you, Elimination Chamber is the last ever Raw exclusive pay-per-view. And Fastlane is the last ever SmackDown exclusive pay-per-view. Every pay-per-view, beyond WrestleMania is going to be dual branded. Every single damn one of them. So I just had to throw that in there. Next up, you guys know how I feel about this. This is a waste of fucking time. This should not even be happening. Why it's happening, I have no idea. Why Kurt Angle made this match, it fucking beats me. The Women's Royal Rumble is deemed completely fucking pointless because of this match. And of course, you guys know what match I'm talking about. Asuka versus Nia Jax. If Nia wins, she gets to whoever Asuka challenges for the women's title, whether it be Alexa Bliss on Raw, Charlotte on SmackDown. Nia Jax gets inserted into that match and it's made a triple threat. Who fucking cares? This should not even be happening. But anyway, let's read on. At WWE Elimination Chamber, the undefeated Asuka will battle Nia Jax in a one-on-one showdown. If the irresistible force can manage to overcome her opponent's unbeaten streak, she will earn the right to be part of the Raw Women's Championship match at WrestleMania 34. This is not the first time the two women have clashed. On the January 15th edition of Monday Night Raw, the Empress of Tomorrow went to war with Jax in a showdown that ended after Asuka trapped Nia's leg between the ring post and the ring steps, and an injured Nia was unable to continue, giving Asuka the victory. Raw General Manager Kurt Angle's announcement of the highly anticipated rematch is nothing if not intriguing. It's everything not intriguing. What the fuck are you guys talking about? But it's WWE.com. What do you expect? Though Asuka likes to have a good time in the squared circle, she has shown time and time again that she is no joke. However, after suffering a painful end at their last one-on-one meeting, Nia will surely stop at nothing to get retribution on the 2018 Women's Royal Rumble match winner, especially with an opportunity to step onto the grandest stage of them all. Will the formidable Jax derail the Empress of Tomorrow and set off on the road to WrestleMania? Or will the undefeated superstar once again show that no one is ready for Asuka? Find out at WWE Elimination Chamber Sunday, February 25th at 8 p.m. Eastern, 5 p.m. Pacific on the award-winning WWE Network. And if Nia Jax wins, this will be the biggest fucking booking mistake that they can do. Really. It would be an absolute disaster. And I know people are saying, well, Nia could win by countout. Nia could win by disqualification. I don't give a fuck. I really don't give a fuck. Whole point. Asuka should not lose under any circumstances, whether it's countout, whether it's disqualification. Asuka should not lose. She should be undefeated throughout the whole damn year, if you ask me. Bar none. Nia Jax has no fucking business even being near a WrestleMania match when she hasn't done jack shit herself. Period. Even Face Man's in the chat here says dual branded, dual these nuts. Yeah, these dual branded pay-per-views. It's crazy. Now he says Jax equals sucks, which she does. Lisa chimes in. Hey, Lisa's here. Lisa, she says, can't stand Nia Jax. Can't stand her. Who could? She's fucking horrible. Asuka's gotta win. I don't give a fuck. WWE can't be this stupid. I know they're really fucking dumb, but I'm giving them a benefit of the doubt that they can't be this stupid. Asuka beats Nia. I would even say in convincing fashion. And goes on, moves on, and proves that she really is the most dominant, and we move on from there. And then Asuka chooses probably to face Charlotte at WrestleMania. That's what I expect. Nia will be nowhere near this matchup. That would be a fucking joke. And I'm sure you guys can understand where I'm coming from. Come on, guys. You gotta throw me a bone there. I mean, there's no way that that you guys could disagree with this one here. Let's see, what else do we got? First ever women's elimination chamber, that's the one that's next, okay. And by the way, I don't screen share WWE's website, even though it probably doesn't matter. I don't screen share WWE stuff when I'm reading it because you never know. Like I said, years ago I got copyright struck just for using WWE footage in one of my beginnings that I had. Like I had Mick Foley getting thrown off the ceiling and speared through a flaming table, and then they hammered me with the copyright strike for using their footage. What happens if one of their social media people see me screen sharing their website? God knows with WWE's people. So I stay away from, you know, sharing anything off their stuff because I don't want to, you know, even get mixed in with anything, you know, WWE, because they could just be so weird at times. But you never know. I don't know if it matters because it's just screen share, but with WWE, it's just, I don't know. Let's see. Lisa says Asuka must win. She must beat Nia. That's right. I agree. Faceman says Nia sadly thinks she can wrestle. Exactly. She thinks she can be champ. This is all things that Nia believes. And she's just, oh my God, it's horrible. It's absolutely horrible. I don't even understand, you know, how Nia thinks, you know, she's this big, she's this big fucking, you know, like dominant force, when really she ain't crap. Let's see, what do we got? The women's elimination chamber match, the first ever women's elimination chamber match. Oh, I'm sorry, I'm supposed to say first ever, because it's a year of first evers. That's all they want. First ever this, first ever that. How about this is the first time ever I just fucking puke during a wrestling show because you guys are forcing it down my throat so hard. Can you imagine if this women's elimination chamber is actually the fucking main event of the show? Can you imagine that garbage? Plus, there's three women here that don't even deserve to be in the chamber. Sonya Deville should not be there. Mandy Rose should not be there. And Mickie James should not be there. Mickie James was fucking sitting on the sidelines for 8 months. Mind you, she wasn't injured. They just had nothing for her. And she was jobbing out left and right. Mickie James was a woman that jobbed out to Emma in 1 minute. And that's when Emma wasn't even winning matches, when she was at the bottom of the barrel. You know, Emma beats Mickie James in 1 minute, and then she starts saying, oh, I started the Divas Revolution and all this shit, and the Women's Revolution. And yeah, this is Mickie James, but let's put her in the Elimination Chamber and give her a main spot. See, booking just ruins everything, and they think that, you know, they're so fucking smart. My God. This is bullshit, you know? It really is bullshit, but I don't know. Who the fuck am I, right? I'm just some idiot that likes talking shit, right? Everybody thinks that I don't know what I'm talking about. Trust me, I do. Lisa says Asuka equals champ. Damn right, Lisa, she does. And hopefully at WrestleMania she wins that title. Faceman says it should be Sasha and Bayley, and that's it. James is very good too. Vince douches her. Yeah, you know, Mickie James is very good, and she was, until they just pulled her off the sidelines and, you know, sat her around for 8 months and ruined her. That's the whole thing. Can Mickie compete with top talent in the world? Can Mickie James go? Damn right she could. Mickie James definitely could. I don't have a doubt in my mind. But when you destroy someone with booking that badly, it's too late to try to turn it back around and put her in this kind of, you know, match. But, you know, it is what it is. Let's see. At WWE Elimination Chamber, the women of the Red Brand will once again make history. When former Raw Women's Champion Bayley, four-time Raw Women's Champion Sasha Banks, Absolution's deadly duo of Sonya Deville and Mandy Rose, and also we got Mickie James, will challenge the Raw Women's Champion Alexa Bliss for her illustrious title in the first time ever Women's Elimination Chamber match. And Absolution really doesn't have a deadly duo. I mean, there is nothing to fucking fear with Sonya Deville and Mandy Rose. They're as green as fucking goose shit that you find on the ground. Only thing that's deadly about Mandy Rose and Sonya Deville is how they kill the art of wrestling every time they step into the ring and how they destroy it. That's what's deadly. What's deadly about fucking Absolution's deadly duo is that every time they come out to wrestle, you got people that probably literally want to go under their sink and drink a fucking shot of bleach and end the pain at times. Not literally, but you guys know what I mean. They just want to be put out of their misery watching these two fucking women. That's what's deadly and painful. Not them. Their fucking abilities are shit. Oh my God. It's like, or you know what? No, I won't use the bleach line. How about this? People want to just get put to fucking sleep watching these women, so they'll just take a shot of NyQuil. How about that? It's annoying. It's really annoying. Yeah, the Absolution deadly duo. They're so good. Yeah, give me a fucking break. Let's see. News of the unprecedented contest first came from Raw Commissioner Stephanie McMahon just 24 hours after the groundbreaking Women's Royal Rumble match, and the winner of the career-altering showdown will defend the Raw Women's title at WrestleMania 34. The Elimination Chamber match is like no other, with its unforgiving walls, glass pods, and steel floors. How could you say steel floors? Are you fucking serious? Steel floors. Maybe the old Elimination Chamber, but did anybody notice that last year when they debuted the new Elimination Chamber cage, that the floor is all fucking padding? It's a big, thick piece of padding. Steel floors. God, I would love to know who is fucking smoking up back there at WWE to fucking write this garbage. Please. I mean, they got some good fucking stuff on them, man. they got some real good stuff on them if they actually believe what they're fucking writing. Give me a break. Yeah, like, we don't know. The fucking floors are padded now, you fucking idiots. The daunting construction is all but guaranteed to leave its mark on anyone who steps inside, and the rules for the war zone are as perilous as the structure itself. Ooh, I'm so fucking scared. The two superstars will start the bout while the remaining four are enclosed in pods. At specified intervals, a pod will open at random, enabling a superstar to enter the match. This will continue until all six competitors have been released. A superstar can be eliminated at any time via pinfall or submission, and the last woman standing will be declared the winner and the Raw Women's Champion. Now, the goddess of the WWE, Alexa Bliss, has already taken issue with being forced to defend her title inside the Elimination Chamber against incredible odds, while WWE Universal Champion Brock Lesnar will simply have to await a winner of the men's Elimination Chamber match at WrestleMania. Nevertheless, one Raw general manager, Kurt Angle, put the notion to the WWE Universe. The fans made it clear that this was the match that they wanted to see. Which female superstar will walk out of the career-altering structure of pure madness with the Raw Women's title and the right to compete at WrestleMania 34? Find out when WWE Elimination Chamber streams live on the award-winning WWE Network on Sunday, February 25th, 2018 at 8 p.m. Eastern Time, 5 p.m. Pacific Time on WWE Network. So, what do I say here? What do I even say to this? Most of the women in this are a fucking waste. Well, half of them are. The other half in Sasha, Alexa, and Bayley. You know, they're alright, but first of all, Alexa Bliss is not the goddess of the WWE. Let's straighten that out. There's only one goddess of the WWE, and that's Stephanie McMahon, flat out. You know, Alexa Bliss could fucking just, dream on, because she ain't no goddess of the WWE. So whoever wrote that up, that's another stupid claim right there. So just want to clarify that, you know, for everybody. Obviously this is a three-woman match. I mean, Mickie James and fucking Sonya Deville and Mandy Rose, they'll be out quicker than you could blink. And it'll be down to Bayley, Sasha, and Alexa. Now I see this going two ways. Sasha could be eliminated first, or she could be eliminated last, you know, and either way I don't think she's gonna win, because she has to lose to get that frustration factor about her built up, you know, for a heel turn. Now, who do I think will win? If Alexa wins, I don't see any point. You know, I really don't. I mean, Alexa wins, who's she gonna go on to face? How are they gonna build the storyline? What's gonna be intriguing? I really don't see anything that's going to be like, wow, you know, we gotta see Alexa Bliss, you know, defend her title. This may sound strange to you guys. I know most people were probably thinking, oh, Sasha should win and go into WrestleMania. I would say that too, but from a business standpoint, the best way to do this, for what I'm about to say, is that I believe Bayley's gonna win the Elimination Chamber, the first ever Women's Elimination Chamber. I believe it's gonna be Bayley. And the reason why is that you have, like I said, you could have Sasha get eliminated near the beginning, or you could have it come down to Sasha and Bayley. Either way, Bayley wins. You have Bayley every moment inside the chamber. You have her and Sasha, you know, staring each other down if it comes down to the two of them. And say, Bayley extends her hand, you know, Sasha would shake her hand. Next thing you know, Sasha will flip the switch, turn heel, throw Bayley around, do a vicious assault in the chamber to turn heel, thus leading them into a WrestleMania program with Sasha as the major heel, and Sasha could win the title at WrestleMania in a heel role. I think that's the best way to go about it, and that's the only thing I see happening. Because really, if you really think about it, if you really sit down and think about it, there's nothing else for the Raw Women's Championship at WrestleMania that would be intriguing or even WrestleMania worthy. Because I think we all know, I think every single one of us know that Asuka is going to SmackDown. She will challenge Charlotte because that's the big money match, and I hope to God that Charlotte does not win. I hope that, I really hope that Asuka beats Charlotte, and she should. She really should. But I'm telling you guys right now, there's nothing else for the women on Raw. If the only other thing I see, which wouldn't be good at all, you could have, like, say Nia loses to Asuka, and then Alexa's still champion. What are you going to do? Have Nia Jax and Alexa Bliss at WrestleMania? I think that would be a horrible women's match, but they could do that just to get a title on Nia Jax if they want to go that far. But I just don't see how they would deem that being WrestleMania worthy. I really feel I'm going for it. I'm going to say Bayley wins the chamber, Sasha turns heel, and this will lead to Bayley versus Sasha for the title, and then Sasha ultimately goes on to win the title from Bayley at WrestleMania 34. I think that's the best way to go, and if you want to build Bayley up and Sasha up and give Sasha that heel turn, this is the best way to do it. So I say Bayley wins the Elimination Chamber. She's going to walk out your women's champion. Sasha will turn heel, and everything's going to break down from there. That's the best case scenario for WrestleMania, and they could light the world on fire, especially with a heel Sasha against a babyface Bayley. Let's do it. That would be the right move for business. So I'm going to go with Bayley on that match. Like I said, for the last one before this, Asuka and Nia, Asuka had to win. Asuka, I think, will beat Nia and put her completely out of her misery. And finally, the most predictable match of them all, the Men's Elimination Chamber match. I know some people are probably excited for this. Honestly, I'm not, overjoyed. I've seen this coming for almost 14 months now. And it's all about to take shape for us on Sunday night. And I think all of you are going to realize that we are in for the same WrestleMania misery again with Roman Reigns beating Brock Lesnar. I really don't think the WWE is going to go back on their plans. I will talk about it how they can, but I don't know if they will. I really don't know. But, we'll see. I'll tell you all about it. So let's start off. We got the first ever 7-man Elimination Chamber match. Now, how did it arrive at 7 men? Well, because in the last chance Fatal 4-Way, which got turned into a Fatal 5-Way with Seth Rollins, inserting himself in there, you had Rollins and Balor. They both fucking pinned Bray Wyatt at the same time. The referee counted the fall, and that on Facebook Live, mind you, rather than waiting a whole week, instead of saying, like, oh, we could have Balor versus Rollins for winner, be the last one in the chamber, or just announce, both men will go in the chamber doing that the next week on Raw. No, let's just do it on a random Facebook Live and let people know that way. So we got 7 men. We got the Intercontinental Champion, The Miz. We got Seth Rollins. We got Finn Balor. We got Elias. We got Braun Strowman. We got Roman Reigns. We got John Cena. Those 7 men are competing in the Elimination Chamber to determine who will face Brock Lesnar at WrestleMania 34. Honestly, I don't think there's any mystery here. There's none at all. I'll even tell you what I think each man is going to be doing at WrestleMania. Men's Elimination Chamber match winner to face Brock Lesnar for the Universal title at WrestleMania 34. Let's get into it. The road to WrestleMania is filled with daunting stops and detours, but none more destructive than the dreaded Elimination Chamber. This year, for the first time ever, seven Raw superstars will dare to enter the unforgiving structure with their sights set on a showdown with Universal Champion Brock Lesnar on Sunday, April 8th, 2018. At Elimination Chamber, John Cena, Roman Reigns, Seth Rollins, Braun Strowman, Intercontinental Champion The Miz, Finn Balor, and Elias will square off in an Elimination Chamber match to see who will go on to challenge the Beast Brock Lesnar at the Showcase of the Immortals. Let's see. I lost my spot. Hold on here. Where did this go? Hold on here. All right. The infamous construction with its chain link walls, glass pods, and steel floors. Yeah, steel floors. I didn't know steel floors could fucking have padding on them from here to Kingdom Come. But I guess they can. The floors, it's steel floors, but my God, the padding is fucking as thick as ever. Wow. What idiots. Where's my spot again? It's diabolical to the core, and the rules for the war zone are as twisted as the chamber itself. Now, in this match, for the first time ever, three superstars will start off, including The Miz, who is the first entrant because he lost his match with John Cena on Raw a couple weeks ago. The Miz first entrant will start the bout while the remaining four are enclosed in pods at specific intervals. A pod will open at random, enabling another superstar to enter the match. This will continue until all six competitors have been released. A superstar can be eliminated at any time via pinfall or submission, and the last man standing will be declared the winner. Now, on the January 29th edition of Monday Night Raw, General Manager Kurt Angle made the first three qualifying matches. John Cena moved one step closer to a possible 17th World Championship in a hard-fought match against Finn Balor, and Elias overcame the unpredictable Woken Matt Hardy, thanks in part to Bray Wyatt, and Braun Strowman toppled Kane in a hellacious last man standing match. Yeah, real hellacious. Then, the following week, Roman Reigns qualified by overcoming the ominous Bray Wyatt, and the Intercontinental Champion The Miz earned his way into the match by outbranding Titus Worldwide's Apollo Crews. I don't know, it's Apollo. Who cares? Apollo Crews. Yeah, that's really something to be proud of. Hey guys, I beat Apollo Crews to qualify for the Elimination Chamber match. Yeah, Miz, you should feel so proud. Apollo Crews is one of the biggest fucking failures ever in the entire WWE. What's the next thing here? Ooh, oh shit. Sorry. Elias then made things even more interesting when he picked up a huge triple threat match. Victory over John Cena and Braun Strowman. Of course, Elias pinned Cena to ensure that he would be the last competitor released into the deadly bout. Then next week on Raw, just moments after Angle confirmed that his son Jason Jordan had suffered an injury that would keep him out of action, the up-and-comer's recent tag team partner Seth Rollins took issue with the general manager. As a result, the Architect was added to a second chance Fatal 4-Way match involving Finn Balor, Matt Hardy, Apollo Crews, and Bray Wyatt. This turned it into a Fatal 5-Way match designed to establish the final competitor in the Elimination Chamber. However, when that free-for-all contest ended, both Rollins and Seth Rollins and Finn Balor getting the controversial victory. Because, you know, they both pinned Bray Wyatt. Angle then opted to make history once again and put both men into the career-altering match. On that very same Raw, Cena battled The Miz in a singles match wherein the loser would be the first superstar to enter the chamber. At the end of the pulse-pounding bout, the 16-time world champion edged his longtime nemesis with a thunderous attitude adjustment from the second rope, meaning the Intercontinental Champion will face quite the uphill battle when he braves the structure's horrifying confines. Well, somebody's got to start the match, and believe me, just because you start doesn't mean you're going to lose. They just try to really play this up. Let's see. Of the superstars in this high-stakes bout, only Cena and Miz have experience competing in the harrowing structure. As the leader of the C-Nation, Cena's battled in 6 chamber matches now, and the A-lister has participated twice. Considering the unpredictable nature of the contest and unbelievable carnage that the chamber is always guaranteed to produce. However, experience may not mean a whole lot in a match that is nearly impossible to prepare for. Who will survive and square off against the Beast Incarnate for the Red Brand's top prize at WrestleMania 34? Find out when WWE Elimination Chamber streams live on the WWE Network on Sunday, February 25th, 2018 at 8 p.m. Eastern Time, 5 p.m. Pacific Time. Alright, so now I gotta predict the men's match, which there's really not much predicting that goes into this. I mean, this is about as easy as you could get, if you want me to be honest with you. It's about as easy as you could possibly get. First of all, they made the chamber match stacked just so when Roman Reigns wins, it looks more impressive. Secondly, I feel that they went with these first time ever, you know, to have Rollins added into the chamber just to make it look even better for Reigns and make him look better. Like, oh, you know, he beat 6 men instead of 5. You know, like you see where they're going with this. They do it for Roman. It's all about doing it for Roman. And I gotta tell you, with Rollins' incredible showing on Raw on Monday night with the 1 hour 10 minutes he went in the gauntlet match, like 65, 70 minutes, I started thinking to myself, did they just do this because they want to thrust Rollins into a program with Roman Reigns after WrestleMania, which is probably the most likely scenario? Like at Backlash after WrestleMania, it'll probably be Reigns and Rollins for the title, which I see coming. Or will they play it interesting and take an opportunity to really capitalize on something that could be special? If you guys remember back at WrestleMania 31, we had Roman Reigns versus Brock Lesnar. Next thing you know, after the, you know, while the hard-fought match was going on, Rollins cashes in his Money in the Bank contract. And then Rollins turns the match into a triple threat where it's Reigns, Lesnar, and Rollins. Rollins hits a curb stomp, you know, to Roman Reigns, wins the title, there you go. And then Rollins went on to face Brock Lesnar at Battleground later that year, but the match ended in a no contest when Undertaker made his return for the, you know, after, getting his streak broken. You know, it took a year and a half, but Taker came back. So when I take all this into consideration, you know, with all this happening, and you look at the three men's history, they all have Rollins battles with Reigns back in 2016 or whatever. These men are far from over, you know, they have unfinished business. And if you would make a triple threat match between Rollins, Reigns, and Lesnar at WrestleMania 34. It would basically be everything coming full circle. But I think Roman would get the title no matter what if they did that match. I mean, it would be more interesting. But I really feel that WWE is too stubborn. Vince McMahon is too stubborn. He doesn't want to give it up. You know, he doesn't want to let this go. He wants to see it through to the end. I'm sure that's what the case is. And, you know, I gotta tell you honestly, would it be neat to see Rollins, Lesnar, and Reigns fighting a triple threat? Yeah, that'd be nice, but just one-on-one, I really don't care. And in the end, with this match, I think Roman's gonna tear through every one of these guys. I wouldn't be surprised if he eliminated them all too with a spear. But when I take the whole thing into consideration, I gotta tell you, I don't think Vince is changing his mind. It's not gonna be a triple threat. It's gonna be one-on-one, Reigns versus Lesnar. Rollins will get his shot at Backlash. And I don't think there's any changing their mind. So I'm gonna say Roman Reigns spears his way to victory very easily. And I see him eliminating Braun Strowman. That would make Reigns the last man standing, and he'll be, you know, number one contender. The next thing you know, the build's gonna start up with Reigns and Lesnar, and we'll be there at WrestleMania 34 being like, well, this match was talked about for only a year and a half, not surprised it's happening. Then Roman will beat Lesnar because Lesnar will be out of the WWE after WrestleMania 34. He still hasn't signed a new deal. So, you know, next thing you know, he'll be gone. Reigns will be champ. And that's it. Roman Reigns is going on to win the Elimination Chamber match for the men, and there's nothing we can do about it. It's something that we can't win. You know, we're stuck here. We're stuck. I mean, this is the most predictable thing ever. I wouldn't even be surprised if Roman eliminates Strowman one-on-one at the end. Just to make him look even that much stronger. I wouldn't doubt it. I really wouldn't doubt it. Faceman thinks regarding the women's chamber that Bayley will eat the first pin. See, and I got Bayley winning. I don't know. We'll see. This will be an interesting thing as to how they set it up. And like I said, for the men's main event, I'm going with Roman Reigns. So Matt Hardy, Bray Wyatt. You know, I got Matt Hardy for, trying to think of all the matches that I've read. Ronda Rousey's contract signing. You know, I spoke of what I think is going to happen there. Nia Jax and Asuka. Asuka's got to win, no doubt. I mean, there's nothing else, you know, that you can do except have her win. Women's Elimination Chamber, like I said, I see Bayley. Men's Elimination Chamber, I see Roman Reigns, no doubt. And as far as what the shows could be, if they play their cards right and pull some surprises, it could be a great show. But, you know, who knows? We're probably going to end up seeing something fucked up that's predictable as ever. I'm going to predict that the show's going to sit any probably at about a 6 out of 10 to a 7 out of 10. I'll give them a benefit of the doubt, say they could be a 7 out of 10 if they play their cards right. But they'll probably end up just doing some stupid shit that will make us go like, roll our eyes at it. But yeah, guys, that's pretty much it. Elimination Chamber's this Sunday. I don't know if I'll be back this weekend on my YouTube channel to, do any news and rumors or not. I'll see what happens. I don't know exactly when I will be doing the Elimination Chamber review. Like I said, it could happen on Sunday night after the show like usual, or it might happen Monday afternoon early in the day. Might do it then before Raw. It's going to be one or the other. I don't know when it's going to be, but it will be one or the other. Either way, you'll get the Elimination Chamber review and results. So don't worry about that. I'm not going to leave you guys out of the mix there. I'll definitely review it. Faceman says, thanks, bro. Be good. Peace. Hey, see you, Faceman. Thanks for tuning in. I really appreciate it. Thank you very much. But yeah, guys, you know, Elimination Chamber has the ability to be a good show. Just because if you really think about it, like say if everything goes into place, if you have a good contract signing with Ronda Rousey, if you have Matt Hardy beat Bray Wyatt, if you have Asuka beat Nia Jax, if you have Bayley win the Elimination Chamber, and if you have someone else besides Roman beat the Chamber, I mean, you could be looking at a 10 out of 10 show even, but I think they're going to do something generic, you know, Wyatt, even if they have Matt Hardy win, it's probably not going to be the greatest match. They'll probably find some way to kind of drag it along. Rousey's contract signing, God knows what they'll do there. Nia and Asuka, I'm worried about. The women's match, I'm worried about. If they don't have Bayley win or Sasha or any of them, how are they going to turn Sasha heel? I mean, I would say Bayley's got to win, unless Sasha would win and turn heel on Bayley, and then Bayley would chase going into WrestleMania. But I think it would make more sense for Bayley to win and then have Sasha turn heel because she's so jealous. I mean, got to see what happens there. And then the men's chamber, like I said, they just added more names. So it makes Roman look better. You know, like he gets to beat six men instead of five men. And they're all top tier talent. They're all top tier guys on the Raw roster. It's like, oh, here's, it's like as if they put the ice cream sundae together. You know, they got the ice cream, the whipped cream, sprinkles, you know, everything's there. And they're like, what are we forgetting? And they're like, oh, let's just add Seth Rollins into the chamber match. And then that's like dropping the cherry on the ice cream sundae. They're like, oh, there's the cherry for Roman. Now he's just got to beat them all and take down the whole thing. And I'm sure that's what he's going to do. I mean, if he doesn't, I'll be happier than a pig in shit. But I really firmly believe that Roman Reigns is going to win this very easily. But like I said, if you play your cards right, I'll change my rating because the prediction is a prediction. But if they play their cards right and they pull some surprises out and do what I told you that they could do because it's possible, you could be looking at a 10 out of 10 show. And I wish it would be that good because it's my birthday, for God's sakes. Give me something good, you know, for being a loyal fan. Lisa says, you are the best. Love you with a heart emoji and have a good night. Well, thank you, Lisa. You're definitely the best. You're a loyal fan, and I love you too, and you have a great night. I really appreciate you being here to listen to what I have to say, and I hope you'll join me later on when I do the Elimination Chamber review. I don't know if I'll have news and rumors coming this weekend, but we'll see. Plenty of stuff, though, to be taken care of here on Beyond the Ring with Big T. Thank you so much, Lisa, for tuning in. And everybody else that tuned in here, too. Thank you all. You know, on YouTube, leave your likes, leave your comments, hit that subscribe button. Everybody that's listening on the iTunes platform, guys, I can't thank you enough for being a part of this. And it's just awesome, you know. It really is awesome. And you know, we just got to keep getting bigger and better. That's what it's all about. Bigger and better every single time, every day. Bigger and better. So, guys, that's my Elimination Chamber. Lisa put up emojis of, you know, birthday cake and, you know, balloons and, like a drink, you know, a nice, like, looks like a margarita glass or something. Yeah, for, like, birthday celebration. So, thank you, Lisa, for thinking of me. I appreciate it. Yeah, hopefully, WWE will give me something, to be happy about on my birthday and, you know, nothing to be really pissed about. But, hey, we'll see, right? anyway, guys. I'll leave you with this. As far as if I do news and rumors, if I decide to do it, it'll be on Saturday night. It'll be the night before the Elimination Chamber, or it would be Sunday afternoon before the chamber takes place. And I do have a few news stories. I do have one particularly, you know, stating about WWE possibly holding a 1,000, you know, holding an event in a 100,000 seat arena, you know, lots of stuff of that nature. Got a couple, if there's anything about Elimination Chamber I could throw in there, you know, I'd gladly do that. But, yeah, that's what it's looking like for news and rumors. And then Elimination Chamber, we'll just see how it plans out. Of course, I could guarantee you that I will not be doing live commentary. Obviously, you know, cause it's my birthday, I'm going to relax. But like I said, I might do a review after the show, but you guys might have to hold off till Monday afternoon to, hear the Elimination Chamber review. But I'll see how things go. You know, I'll keep you guys updated and, things like that. But I hope you enjoyed all the content I put out this week. I've really been working at it, guys. I've really been working at it. You can't deny that. I mean, what did I give you this week? I gave you the news and rumors on Sunday. I gave you the Raw review on Monday. I gave you the SmackDown review along with Mixed Match Challenge and 205 Live reviews, last night on Tuesday. And now we're here on Wednesday. I gave you the NXT review earlier and now the Elimination Chamber preview and predictions. So there's all kinds of stuff here for you guys to enjoy. And not to mention this weekend, your continuous Elimination Chamber coverage will be right here on this channel. Like I said, for those of you that are new, or, you know, if you're watching and you haven't subscribed, just subscribe, guys. I do stuff like this all the time, and I'm always pumping out the best content and the most content that I possibly could. So, hope that you guys will join along here with me. But that brings me, guess I would say that brings me to the end of this, monumental episode number 91 of the Beyond the Ring with Big T Wrestling Podcast. We're just 9 away from that big 100 mark. I don't know what we could do for episode 100. I wish we could do, you know, something special, like kind of like, you know, cause that's a big benchmark for the podcast. So I got to get thinking on that, you know, maybe, something that we can do special for, episode 100 of the podcast. Maybe if you guys even want to leave me comments, you know, on my social media and stuff or anything, if you got any ideas, I'd be more than welcome to hear them, because we'll all celebrate together when episode 100 hits. But, yeah, we've come a long way. So, hope you guys enjoyed this Elimination Chamber preview and predictions. Like I said, for those of you, if you're watching this, you know, on the replay, leave your comments down below with your Elimination Chamber winners and losers. And then when I come on and do the review, I'll read them out. You know, I'll see your name and I'll read your predictions and we'll see how your predictions compared to mine. And, you know, we'll see how it goes. I like to have a little fun game with this. I hope that, you guys will play along and entertain me with it. So make sure you leave your, comments with your predictions. Leave your likes. And most importantly, guys, hit that subscribe button and show your support for the show. And that's it. So thank you very much. Thank you so very much to everybody that has tuned into the show tonight and that has listened to me. I really appreciate it, guys. This has been episode number 91 of the Beyond the Ring with Big T Wrestling Podcast. Let's see, Lisa says, got it. No show on your birthday, party day. You got that right, Lisa? It's all about the party. Oh, yeah. Thank you, Lisa. I appreciate it, but I know you'll be right there with me when I do come back on and do the Elimination Chamber review. Thank you so much for your support. I love you to death. And thank you, guys. Like I said, episode number 91 of the Beyond the Ring with Big T Wrestling podcast for today, which is Wednesday, February 21st, 2018. And I hope you guys enjoyed it. Lisa says, yes, I say yes too. But yeah, I hope you enjoyed it and had a great time with it. And I will see you next time for my Elimination Chamber review and all that good stuff. And you guys take care. Have a great weekend. I hope you enjoy the Elimination Chamber. And, you know, leave your likes, leave your comments, hit that subscribe button. And I will talk to you very soon. You take care, guys. I love you all. And I'm your host, Big T. And I will see you at the matches. Good night, everybody.